I mentioned last week, just briefly, the rich young ruler, and I want to read about him real quick. Matthew 19:16-22. And someone came to him and said, him being Jesus, "Teacher, what good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?" And he said to him, "Why are you asking me about what is good? There is only one who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." Then he said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not commit murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and mother, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "All these things I have kept. What am I still lacking?" Jesus said to him, "If you wish to be complete, go and sell your possessions and give to the poor. And you shall have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he was one who owned much property. Now, here's the thing. Wealth and things, in and of themselves, are not bad things. You know, I mean, some people have worked hard and in the right fields and earned the money that they have. But here's the thing. How much money is going out? And I don't mean how much money is going out to buy you the comforts which you enjoy. That money isn't really leaving, is it? It's just transforming. I mean, how much is going out and then staying out? There's a really, really old writing, another copy of the Gospel, which was so old and incomplete it couldn't be included in the Bible, but it did include another point of view on this particular event. And in that particular telling, Jesus goes on to say, "How can you say you have obeyed the law and the prophets when one of those laws says," this is my paraphrase, "love your neighbor as yourself. And here you live in a grand mansion while your neighbors live in filth and are dying of hunger." Do you really love your neighbor as yourself if you're living in a really nice house while your neighbor lives in a cardboard box? Ouch. How much of your wealth is going out and staying out? Things are not bad. But. And sometimes, you know, it's not things that you have to give up. Sometimes it's just general comfort. Matthew 16:24-26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?" Jesus wasn't messing around when he said this. Being a Christian is hard, and it should be hard. It might be easy to become a Christian, but being a Christian is hard. You know, like I said before, you have to think about who you are in Christ. You have to think about the sin in your life. You have to think about being the best witness that you can be. But then you have to actually do something about it. You have to learn everything you can. You have to struggle with all your might against sin. You have to actually live a life befitting a Christian. You have to actually share what God has done in your life with other people. You have to go and do. And you know what? Sometimes that's going to make you unpopular. Sometimes that's going to make you uncomfortable. It might even mean putting your life on the line, carrying your cross. Leaving everything behind to follow him. It might be uncomfortable. But it's not even that which is really hard. It's not the leaving of things behind or the general discomfort that's hard, because it's not leaving everything that's difficult, but sometimes leaving everyone behind. Luke 14:26. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. I've talked about this passage before, and it actually hasn't been that long ago. And of course, this doesn't mean that you have to actually hate your family. What this is talking about is Jesus calling us to a place where He is above everyone else. Where He is Lord. To love Christ more. To place Him as priority over everyone else. And if they're not okay with that, if they're not going to allow you to do that, then you have to leave them behind. When I was first coming to know Christ, first coming to actually have a relationship with Him, I had one friend. Really, just one. And he was an extremely intelligent and outspoken atheist. For a middle schooler, especially. And I knew at that time that I needed to avoid having my faith constantly tested. I knew I wasn't strong enough. I needed to go through and question things on my own, to develop my faith, to strengthen my own knowledge of Christ, to question my own beliefs, not have my beliefs questioned by someone else all the time. I knew that I couldn't be around him very much right then. And now we're close friends again, actually, and have been for a really long time, and actually have friendly debates, and I pray for him often, especially since, you know, he's just at a place where I feel like he could really use the hope that Christ would provide him. But at that time, I just couldn't. I could not be around him because I could not stand up to the test. And I knew that. And so I had to leave him behind for that time because I was chasing something greater. I had to spend less time around him because I needed to spend more time around those who would strengthen my faith, who would help me grow my faith, help me to be better. And you know, even if I had never renewed my friendship with this guy, it would have been worth it. I'm glad I was given the opportunity to reinstitute that friendship, but I know that even if I had not, it would have been worth it. You know, sometimes people hold you back, but you have to remember what is the most important. We are seeking the kingdom. William Barclay, in the book The Parables of Jesus, gave us two really good definitions for the kingdom of God. One is a condition of the heart, mind, and will where God is Lord of all, and also a society on earth where God's will is as perfectly done as it is in heaven. If God is really, truly Lord of our lives, our hearts, our minds, our wills, nothing will stand in the way of us serving Him. Gary and I were talking the other day, and he brought up something that I had missed, which I always appreciate after the fact, after I get over the fact that I missed it. Jesus, in these parables talking about the kingdom, is not telling separate parables about the kingdom, but through a bunch of little parables about the kingdom is painting a comprehensive picture of what the kingdom of God is. And if you want to know more about that, go to the adult Bible study. Okay? But one thing that seems to keep standing out to me is that you have to be bought in. Okay, you have to make Jesus Lord. You have to leave other things behind. Even if it's people that you have to leave behind. You have to be bought in. You can't just be halfway in the kingdom. You are either in or you are out. You can't just buy half the field. You can't just buy the part of the field with the treasure in it. You can't just sell part of what you have to buy the pearl. You are either completely in or you are out. If you're holding back, then God is not really Lord, is He? If you're holding back, then you're keeping some of that control, some of that authority, aren't you? You're saying, okay, God, I'm willing to do this part way, but sometimes I just want to do what I want to do. Sometimes I just want to be who I want to be. Sometimes I want to go where I want to go. Sometimes I just want to do what I think is best. But to really buy into the kingdom, it takes something different, though, doesn't it? It takes more than that. It takes more than just halfway. It takes saying, God, I trust You. God, I believe You know better than I do what is good for me, that You know better what is good for my life than I do. I'm going to live in such a way that You are Lord, that You are King, that You direct my life, that You fill my heart, that You pervade my mind. I want You to be Lord of my life. I want to be in that place, in that state of mind, of will, of heart, that You are Lord, no matter what the cost might be. Because there is a cost. There's always a cost. Maybe it's money, maybe it's comfort. Maybe it will cost you friends, maybe it'll cost you family. Maybe it's just the cost of trusting God with everything. Understanding that you are just a steward of everything that you have. Giving ownership of everything that you own, everything that you have, your friends, your family, your kids, everything. Giving it all to God and letting Him give it back to you to take care of. There is a cost. But one thing is for sure, it is worth it. It is worth it. You know, this morning, if there is something that is holding you back, sell it. I'm telling you this morning that there is nothing more valuable than what Christ can offer you. There's nothing more valuable than the kingdom. If there's been something that has been keeping you from fully committing yourself to Christ, sell it. Give it up. Let it go. Leave it behind, because it is absolutely worth it. Now, once again, just as Paul says in Philippians 3:8, more than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them but rubbish so that I may gain Christ. So sell all you have. Buy the pearl. Buy the field. Leave everything else behind because it is worth it. Pray with me. Father God, we want to see your worth. We want to know exactly how much worth it is. Help us to see it. Help us to know. Help us to have the courage to give everything else up. Lord God, you are worth everything. You are worth more than everything. Lord God, I pray that if there is anyone here that is just struggling to give up that one little thing, that you give them the strength this morning. Give them the strength to let it all go. Let it all be pushed aside. Let it all be left behind because you are worth it. The kingdom is beyond anything we could ever imagine. Help us to sell all we have and buy that pearl. Buy that field. Gain that treasure. We pray this in your name. Amen.